News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed condolences to the people of the United Kingdom following a terrorist attack in the city of Manchester on Monday, May 22. The incident, which took place outside an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena, resulted in the death of at least 22 persons, including children. In a letter to British Prime Minister Theresa May, Mr. Holness condemned the attack, pointing out that no attack on people at any time in any part of the world is acceptable. He said Jamaica stands firmly with the people of the UK and pledged the country's support in assisting in the fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Holness also saluted the courage of the city's officials and the people of Manchester, who displayed great selflessness and generosity of spirit in the face of danger. He says Jamaica will continue to pray for the people of the UK during this difficult time. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at over $120 million for the rehabilitation of roads in Barrettown, St. James. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the initiative is not only geared towards beautification, but also developing Barrettown into a model community.
We are expecting that project will begin somewhere about the 10th of June, and hopefully we'll be done in time for Christmas. So when Christmas comes, the new look Barrettown will emerge. The issues of tenure, land tenure, is the next big matter to be dealt with. And already efforts are being made with LAMP to deal with the titling situation in here.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in Barrettown Tuesday during Labour Day activities, which included beautification of the community centre, health centre, police station and the SOS Children's Village. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed confidence in Jamaica's potential for more growth following increased investment in key sectors. These, he says, include the tourism and mining industries, as well as the BPO sector.
Workers can have confidence that they have a bright future and that things are aligning in their interest. Last year, the economy grew by 1.4%, the highest in 4 years. Workers benefit when the economy grows. The fact that we are having historically low inflation rates is also a significant benefit to workers.
The Prime Minister was delivering his Labour Day message on May 23. He has called on Jamaicans to remember the 1938 labour revolts, keeping in mind the sacrifice of others to earn all citizens universal adult suffrage and a new constitution. Labour Day was observed under the theme Restore, Preserve, Beautify. And the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is urging farmers to practice an integrated pest management approach to control the outbreak of the beet army worm. Senior Director, Division of Training, Technology and Technical Information at RADA, Winston Shaw, says farmers have a responsibility to stop the spread of the pest.
No one set of persons can manage. It's a collaborative effort between the ministry, RADA, farmers and the community in general. We encourage farmers to speak with your local RADA representative so that you can be guided on the appropriate and effective chemicals to use.
Other strategies include land preparation, monitoring fields, and practicing good field sanitation. Farmers are also being encouraged to attend the training and sensitization sessions geared at controlling the beet army worm. Mr. Shaw says since 2015, RADA has established weekly monitoring and periodic training sessions in areas where there have been previous outbreaks of the beet army worm. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Child Development Agency and the Nathan A. Banks Foundation, in association with the Ministry of Health, will be hosting a Children's Expo and Special Needs Resource Fair on Saturday, May 27 at Hope Gardens from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Connect with over 30 service providers offering school programs and health screenings. Meet the experts and other families experiencing child health, autism, ADD, ADHD, and more. Discover the resources Jamaica has to offer its children and special needs community. For more information, call 622-7600 or 631-0595. Admission free.